Hi, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. I figured for my first post, I'd do something really easy, like a introductory questionnaire. So, here are Cardlyn's 15 questions about recording. Number one, why do you record? I kind of don't know, really, why I started or why I do it. I guess it's because I'm really, really repressed in my normal everyday life, and recording kind of allows me a good outlet to exercise some of my more wild traits that I can't exercise in real life. Two, what brought you to these subreddits? I was chatting with a guy on Skype not too long ago, and he had mentioned that he likes to listen to some of these recordings. And I didn't know what he was talking about, so I went on and I listened to a few, and I thought, oh yeah, I can do this. This is nice. So, that was that. Number three. Yeah, that was basically the same thing. I heard it, and I thought, this is cool. And the community, too, looked, you know, kind of fun. So I thought, I'd like that. So there, here I am. Yay! What do you record with? I use a combination of my phone and my iPad. And I'm planning on getting a mic. Cheap one or something. I don't know. Maybe I won't. We'll see how this goes. Do you do any post-editing? Not really. I've only edited one file, and that was the one where I was whipping myself with a belt, and because I didn't want it to go to waste, because it really kind of hurt. And it sounded like I was in a spaceship. It was very strange. I wasn't pleased, but as I said, I didn't want to do it again, and I didn't want it to go to waste, so there it goes. Otherwise, I just record it and upload it, because if I have to think about it too much, I'm going to end up chickening out and not upload it, so I don't edit. Are there any pre-recording rituals you need to do first? It's not so much a ritual as I have to wait until I'm alone or everyone else is asleep. I do not live by myself. And the people with whom I live would not look kindly upon my activities. So I kind of have to do it clandestinely. Number seven. What is your favorite recording you've done? Oh, well, I don't know. I don't have a favorite. I guess maybe the one where I got myself off in a thunderstorm, just because that was kind of neat. What is your favorite recording someone else has done? I'm going to skip that one because I'm too shy and chicken to answer. But yeah. All right. Does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know that you record? Who? Two people do. My best friend and, a guy I work with who kind of busted me one day. But, they don't know my screen name. So, they just know that I do it, but they don't know who I am, so. But I guess they could probably figure it out if they tried hard enough. Number 10. What's the story behind your username? Well, Arabella VH stands for Arabella von Huffingham, which was a nom de plume I used in earlier days. I used to write erotica, actually, and perform it. Luckily, there are no extant video of said performances, but I just thought it was a completely ridiculous name, so over the top, and so that's kind of what I go by for this. Number 11, if you could improve or change anything about your voice, what would it be? Everything. I don't like the way I sound at all. I think I sound nasally and whiny. But, you know. Number 12, what is your dream role in voice? If you were to be known for something, what would it be? I don't really have a dream role in voice. I'm just kind of doing this for giggles. If I were to be known for something, it would probably be for writing. That's where I would, I guess, rather my infamy lie. Number 13, whose voice do you admire and or love the most? Public personality only, please. Alan Rickman. I could listen to him read a phone book and I would be very pleased. I love the sound of Alan Rickman's voice. Number 14, if you could record something with anyone in the world, what would it be? And who would you record it with? I probably want to record something with, like, one of my favorite band is The Cure. And so, I'd probably want to get with Robert Smith and do something with him. I don't know. I play piano. And the tin whistle. So, maybe I can jam down on a Cure record. But singing, I don't sing so well, so it would just have to be my musical contribution. And last but not least, what's one piece of advice you would give to other recorders? I am in absolutely no position to give any kind of advice, as I'm still way too new to the game. But I guess if I had to, I would just say do it. Because, I mean, I'm doing it. So. All right. So, those are 15 questions that I've answered.